This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm going to ask this question until we get to the finalizing of the election of 2024 and Trump wins, and it's a very simple question. What happens to the left if we show devotion to a candidate the way that they've shown devotion to leftism? What happens if we decide that no matter what, we're going to support our candidate, and in this case, I think the only candidate we could possibly support is Donald Trump? And it's only because I know everybody else is too squishy. I like Ron DeSantis. He's too squishy. He's ready to, they call it malleability in metals. You know, how easily can you bang on something? You can't bang on steel and distort it. You can bang on copper pretty easily and distort it, or aluminum. Things like that. Pewter. But not steel. Not titanium. Not these hard metals. And these other people are too squishy. They're not made of metal. If they are, they're made of like copper. Easy to bend. Glad you guys are listening to me, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Please tell others. Still being limited social media-wise, etc. But you know what? We battle through it. And I'm glad that I get the notes from you guys. It keeps me going, the inspiration. You'd be surprised at what it does. I mean, I'm never going to quit in the sense of I'm going to always fight for the cause no matter what until the day I die. But it helps to know that you're out there. And those of you who buck up and do it, thank you very much. I've said it before. I'll say it to my dying breath. The same way, up until the end of the 2024 election, when Trump re-enters the White House, I will be saying to us, we should be supporting our candidate 100%. He's the leader for a reason. And if the press were to report on Trump positively, he'd be in the 70% positivity ratings across the board, 90% with the Republicans. If they reported about Joe Biden the way he is, you wouldn't get 20% of the people that would support this clown. And these moderates and these lightweight Democrats that we hear about, these are the people that are already ready to go on our side. They just need a nudge. And you're the nudge. They're wondering, are you going to break? And that's the test. They'll say something like, well, you know, you got to admit Trump, I mean, he is in a lot of trouble. In trouble for what? He's not in any trouble. He's under attack. And the thing is, they can attack you the same way. You ever heard of somebody being railroaded? You ever seen a movie where somebody got railroaded, accused of something, the cops went after the wrong guy, and it turned out they were right? Has that happened in history? Well, is it more blatant than in any time in history? I'm just giving you some ideas about how you can talk to people. Use their own stuff. Hey, Hollywood, find a thing where they accuse one of them of being something and say, what about with your guy on your side where this happened? Use their own stuff. Ask them this. Say, I tell you what, right now the premise on your side of the aisle is that you're racist. Are you a racist because you're white? If you're talking to white folks, ask them. Don't do this. Don't ask black people if they voted for Trump or if they automatically vote for the Democrat. You're going to be shocked at the answer. There are a lot of black people that go, man, you, I think Donald Trump's getting a shaft. Black Democrats. Let me tell you something. Here's a dirty little secret. Democrats no longer depend on the black vote. They don't care what the Negroes do. They can cheat and win elections. The idea that they're placating the blacks is a joke. They will continue to do it as long as, you know, they get to win election. Oh, yeah, yeah, you black folks, we're going to come and listen to y'all. And we're going to do. They ain't listening to black people. They don't care. They want to make black people, they want to give them the illusion of caring. It's like the press is saying Hunter Biden is giving the illusion of access to Joe Biden. Really? The illusion of access has gotten Ukraine billions of dollars. I think it's more than an illusion. The illusion of access has gotten China billions of dollars. And I could go on. That illusion is for real. There's no illusion there. It's legit. It's there. What if the Republicans decide to support Trump no matter what? Will the Republican Party change? Do you think they're going to do that? Who inside of the party would take the lead to do something like that? Would it be a Jim Jordan? I don't think it would be a Kevin McCarthy. Who's going to uplift him? Who's going to say, you know what, guys? I don't care what you think. No matter what happens, we are going to support our champion. There are people that do not want Trump to win the primary. Not because he's not the favorite candidate. Not because he didn't do a great job already. They've seen the results. You have to ask yourself, how can you have seen the results of Trump outside of COVID and not like what you see? How is that possible? Yeah. So, this full court press that's against you is a cabal of every element of society, pop culture and political. Why is it that I challenge? Everything that I do is a challenge to pop culture and politics. We started Americans for Real Change. It's called ARC in Action. Americans for Real Change. ARCinAction.com. And you know what our manifest is? To make Arizona the epicenter for political and pop cultural change. Now, once that epicenter happens, we're going to expand it to Pennsylvania, Ohio, etc. And each of those states should be its own epicenter for political and pop cultural change in this country. If we're all working towards that goal, how can we be defeated? And why is it that I always add pop culture? I add pop culture because that's the piece that we're missing. Hollywood gives us answers. Hollywood, as I said, show me, you want a movie? The Fugitive. A doctor who's accused of killing his wife. He didn't kill his wife. He says, I didn't kill my wife. It was a one-armed man. And they say, yeah, you did. And Tommy Lee Jones chases the man across the country. And in the end, what happens? He ends up siding with him because it turns out the doctor was right. Well, think of who's the fugitive in this instance. It's Donald Trump. They're saying he's killing democracy. And Donald Trump is like, I'm not killing democracy. I'm trying to save it. That's what I did. It was the one-armed man who was in a Democrat outfit. You know what I mean? Metaphorically, this is exactly it. Hollywood's giving you the answers. It tells you all the tricks that the CIA uses. It tells you all the stuff that's going on inside of the crooked DOJ and this crooked government. And Donald Trump is the guy that's trying to save it. You know the one thing he needs? You and me. Okay.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You've heard me talk often about the demise of leftism.
It's everywhere.
Right now, woke is dying in corporate America. I talked to a guy while I was in Europe. He's an HR director over there. I had an interview with him. And he says it's dying. He goes little by little. He didn't go all out because, you know, he was kind of like a little bit hesitant to talk about it. But he essentially said, you know what, I'm seeing people go away from it. And I went, excellent to hear. His name is Vince. That's as much as I'll give you because I don't want anybody getting in trouble. But Vince, who's over HR for a multinational company, agreed to meet with me. And he said, it's dying. But it was funny because in his interview, you can almost wonder like if he was trying to feel me out. Like, are you being legit here? Can I really open up? I had to finally say, look, man, we're off the record. You know, I just want to get your honest assessment. And he goes, it's dying. Major company, can't say who, won't say who. But I had this conversation with him long enough, 30 minutes. Because I was over there doing fact-finding. I wanted to gather, you know, all these this information, understand how these things worked. And I don't want it from a jaundiced perspective. I know what I think. I want to know what these people think. And he validated what I knew. And I told him a story. I said, I've been proposing this story to people that said, if I'm black, I can get you into trouble for anything. And I gave him a scenario and he started laughing. And I said, what is it not true? He goes, no, you're right. And I gave him other scenarios. I said, would you want to preside over a company where you could be the CEO and I go out, get hired at your company. I'm a young, attractive black female. And I say, you hit on me. We rode the elevator together and you made a pass at me. And I could get you under scrutiny for doing absolutely nothing. I mean, do you understand the world you have to live, the way you have to live your life if that's the case? You're a CEO and you have to have cameras everywhere to say it never happened. Remember the Michael Irvin incident? Where he had a conversation with a girl in the lobby, goes to his room, and she says he did made whatever, whatever. And he goes, I did no such thing, but he couldn't even go back on ESPN. This is a woman trumping a black man, a prominent black man. So you can see the hierarchy of stuff. The feminists are winning. The LGBT is winning. All this other stuff. When did we go away from just people speaking freely? And that be that. But now, careers are at stake for whatever. Accusation. Donovan McNabb, I was in the green room with him a few years back. He was rolling. Analyst for ESPN, etc. Some woman said he made the pass at her over something. Who knows what it was? End of his career. Was it legit? Don't know. But I'll tell you this, it didn't have to be. That's the sad news. I was talking about pop culture and asking you why do I include pop culture in everything? Because I want you to understand that grip that it has on your kids and on us many times. We put a lot of faith in a George Clooney. If George Clooney were to come to a conservative event, we want to feel like we're being loving and appreciative of who he is. But there are people that are, I call them star doinkers. They just want to be, oh, George Clooney, as much as George Clooney is against us in many ways. You know what I mean? He's not one of us. He's hardly ever espoused anything conservative. There would be people fawning all over the man. Pathetic. We have to learn who our real champions are. And I think in many cases we have. As I said, go back and look at the Oscars, the Tonys, and all these award shows. Down, down, down. The Miss Americas and the Miss Universes. Down, down, down. Nobody wants to watch this crap anymore. The Grammys. None of it. It's celebrations of their leftism is what it is. Bunch of rich people giving themselves accolades because the money's no longer good enough. They need the power that comes with it. Well, get this. The ad for America's far-left late-night TV shows is gone way down. In the last 5 years, I read this story. It said it's collapsed 41%. And there was an article, this guy's referencing in this thing I'm going to be reading here, in Variety, I believe it was Variety, that devoted 4,500 plus words to the collapse of late night's ad revenue only once. And after 20 paragraphs, this guy writes, does Variety dare to suggest it might have a little something to do with the divisive, nasty, smug, humorless, and mean-spirited left turn that late night took 5 years ago? I don't know if it was 5 years ago. I think it was longer than that. But he goes on to write this. As the election of President Donald Trump polarized the nation, some of late night voices chose to lean into politics. The fragmentation of viewing and the trickier conversational terrain have hurt the programs, says Harrison. I don't know who he is, but there have been so much political news over the last 6 to 8 years, and that is filtered in the late night. When it becomes a large portion of your program in this environment, you are, by math, probably not appealing to half your potential audience, he cautions. Yeah, but it happens all the time. And you know what? The Holly weirdos, they're okay with it. They're okay with that math because they're going to get subsidized. Somebody's going to pay for their stuff. If I were on a show that lost 41% of my audience, I'd have been kicked off years ago. I gave you guys the numbers on Trevor Noah. before he left. This guy lost 75% of his audience and was paid millions of dollars to be on a continual decline.
He says it's difficult to discover these shows or to promote them. And he's saying when you aren't reaching the audience you want to reach. Now, here's what's interesting. Those people have an audience. They can reach their audience, and their audience is shrinking. In order for me not to have an audience, they won't let the audience see me. Me is metaphorical. There's many of us that are out there. What we say would be growing. It would be, like I said to you before, when I was on Facebook and I would make a couple of statements or post a video or whatever, one of my videos on Facebook, this is an example, just to put it in perspective. When I was in my prime and I only had 20,000 people as my friends. This was before I got almost to a million. When I had 20,000 people, I made one video that reached 22 million people. 22 million people. Now, for those of you who listen to this program and you're saying, Kevin, that's a lot. You're exactly right. That was the power I had. In other words, you're in the right place. You're here for the right reasons because I'm saying the things from my heart that you're thinking and many other people are thinking. And when I made one little video, it did 22 million. My average video on Facebook got 200,000 people. Average video. I mean, just me posting something that said, hey, listen, an interesting thought about this. Now, at the time when I had 700,000 people, I couldn't get 50 people to view my videos. Just to put it in perspective. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. When we get back, we're talking pop culture and politics.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta on Thursday to surrender in his Georgia election interference case.
He noted on Truth Social that he'll be arrested by Fannie Willis, who he referred to as a radical left district attorney. Trump was charged last week with racketeering in connection to alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. I'm Dave Collins.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy will stand center stage during Wednesday night's presidential debate in Milwaukee. While DeSantis is considered the strongest candidate to challenge the party's frontrunner, Donald Trump, recent polls have shown Ramaswamy edging closer to DeSantis. Officials are warning people who sustained damage due to Tropical Storm Hillary to look out for scam artists. One of the most common scams is a phone call from somebody pretending to be a government official attempting to take a tally of those affected by the storm. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't really want to belabor it, but the 41% drop in revenue for late night comes nowhere near what their actual popularity drop is. The only reason why the ad revenue is got a 41% drop is it probably hasn't been adjusted for inflation, because let me tell you, the numbers are horrible. And particularly, if you go back to the days of Johnny Carson and the greats, the guys who, the Jay Lenos, the guys that didn't, politics was a part of it, but it was all tongue-in-cheek, it was fun, and they made fun of whomever was in office. Not anymore. As I described it earlier, it's smug and divisive. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. They said the revenue went from almost $700 million in advertising in 2018... to $413 million in this year, 2023. But as I said, 41% drop, no comparison to the audience drop. As I said, Trevor Noah lost 75% of his audience. And they claim he quit. I think it was a mutual decision. But who's going to replace him? Are they doing any better? You don't need an answer to that. You already know the answer. Of course not. They're not doing any better. And I love that the conservative movement wants to act like we filled the void with Greg Gutfeld, but we haven't. We have one guy who's doing okay. Compared to what, though? And Gutfeld, I don't watch his show. Gutfeld and I have an interesting thing, because he's an egomaniac, and I don't like people like that. Gutfeld has an opportunity to elevate people, to build stars. Does he do that? No, because he's afraid. He's afraid that if he brings on too many stars, they'll replace him. Gutfeld brings on people that make good sidekicks. He's not going to bring on somebody that could theoretically replace him. I would love to introduce you to people on this very radio show who can replace me. And what I would do is say, I would start them in their own thing, grow their audience, and say, go forth and multiply. Here's my audience. Take who wants to go listen to them and keep on going. And those of you who like my style, stick with me. Can you imagine if we all did that? If everybody that listened to Hannity said, you know what, you may like my show, but there are many of you who probably want a little more fire. Go check out Kevin Jackson's show. Or check out Joe Blow's show. Or I have friends, I'm not going to say who would be excellent in radio. And we're talking to them right now to try to get them to go into it. They have an interest. And the first thing I said is, I will let you host my show, introduce you to my audience, you name it. When we have a big event coming up. You know what the focus of our event, the Vision Summit, is? For those of you who want to donate, by the way, you can go to SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. It's a tax-deductible donation if you want to support the event. But here's my point. We are looking for people
who do what I do. I want to find young women. I want to find women of color, young men, men of color, people of no color. We want you, if you have a voice, if you think you have something powerful to say, I want to bring you I want to bring you attention to you. Unlike CPAC, who says make your own way, then we'll bring you to our big deal, and you, hopefully we can, you know, run off of your stuff. We're saying we want to find you talent. You know what the Vision Summit is going to do? We're going to showcase talent you probably never heard of. And you want to know why it's so impressive? Because we've heard of them. I've already vetted them. And here's what I'm going to tell you. There are people you will meet who blow me out of the water. How about that? There are people that I just go, I'm listening to them going, dude, you are deep. Where did you get all this intellect? They blow me away. Wouldn't you want to meet somebody like that? Wow. I'm so excited to introduce you to people that I go, I can't hold a candle to this dude. I mean, I'm starstruck. And you don't even know their names. How about that for an event? That you come meet people that you go, wow, these are amazing folks. And I'm not afraid of that. Many of these people, I tell them, I will help you get on the speaking circuit. I will tell you every person every group I've spoken with, I will write you a letter of recommendation. You want to know how many people like that exist in this thing that I do? I'll tell you this. I can't name three. Me and two others. That's all. That's about all I could. If you put a gun to my head, I might come up with a third one. Maybe I give you one more. We don't exist. People are afraid. They don't. They're like, oh, somebody will take over. Take over what? Take over helping save the country? So you don't want to promote somebody because you're afraid they might be better at doing the job that you're doing. Wow, man. There's room for more than one. I promise you. We all have our different styles. It's like I told you guys. I almost didn't do this because I read Thomas Sowell's work. Every time I come up with something, somebody would send me, hey, you seen this guy from Thomas Sowell? And I was like, who? I didn't know who he was. And then I'd read his thing and go, oh my gosh, this is insane. Then I watched his videos and I started researching him. And I was like, this dude could have been my daddy. But once people know this story. I said, I had a conversation with God, and God said to me, yeah, but is he funny? He's very good at what he does, Kev. I have made him unique to his own, you know, devices. But is he funny? Is he like you? Does he deliver it in a way that you deliver it? Short answer, no. Okay. Then go do what I told you to do. And that's been the history of Kevin Jackson. Anyway, going back to, and look, my staff always says, Kevin, you can't slam Greg Gutfeld, you can't slam Hannity. I'm not slamming any of them. I'm telling you, Greg Gutfeld, he's good. There are people that love Greg Gutfeld. They watch his show. But here's what I'll tell you. Fox News could have promoted many people, and they could have a string of dominant late night people that have a very different style than Greg Gutfeld. And if they didn't do it there, they could do it on Fox News Nation. But you know what they want? They want a certain type. They want a suck-up type. Hannity could have built many stars. I've said this to Rush Limbaugh's producer, who's on my board. They call him Snurly. I'll use that name. I said Rush could have done a much... Rush did his part. Walter Williams, you know, Mark Stein, you know, a few other people. But think of the power that he had to elevate people with one name on his... Just saying one name or one website on his show, and poof, everything blows up. It's our responsibility to do this. And the reason is, that's how you push back a bit against pop culture. That's how you push back against the grain. When you have so many people that are out there and they're gladiators, every one of them. Imagine if there were 100 Donald Trumps versus one. 100 of them. Imagine if we had one in every market. Every state had one. And in every state, in every major city, we had one voice that was as powerful as Donald Trump. I'll ask you right now. I can name Quantel X, John Wiley Price. I could probably name you at least D-Ray McKesson, those types. I could name you almost one in at least 20 cities. Leftist rabble rousers. Name me the conservative equivalents. Who's this conservative equivalent in New York to Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson? There's two in New York that are Democrats. Name me one that's the antithesis of them that you know right off the bat. Boom, here's a person that counters them. Do they exist? Short answer, no. Why don't we create them? Yeah. It's that simple. There should be somebody in every state that is a conservative that dominates it. And it can't be, oh, well, we got Jim Jordan in Ohio. Jim Jordan is a congressman. Jim should be looking for a voice to go alongside of him that is just as powerful. That every time one of these leftist nincompoops opens their mouth, our guy comes up and says, that was stupid. And if we don't have a plan to build them, shame on us. I'm not talking about politicians. I'm talking about mouthpieces for the conservative movement that know how to speak on our behalf. And as I said, what if I asked the question earlier, what if we supported Donald Trump to the hilt? What if we supported our late night efforts to go get these comedians to the hilt? What if we supported our writers to the hilt? What if we supported the people who are pro various issues to the hilt? I'm talking about champion their causes. Pick that 20 people in every market that's on the issue of abortion, border, tax policy, wars, you know, etc. And we said we're going to push our people out there, and every time they open their mouths, we're going to give them an amazing amount of, what am I trying to say here? We're going to back them. What if we did that? How would things be? So, that's what I want you to think about when we're talking about solutions. When you go to arcinaction.com, when you go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and you listen to what I'm talking about and you support what we do, and that's what we're going to be doing, showcasing new ideas and new talent.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This whole situation with the Democrats is backfiring big time. And the question we have to ask ourselves is, given what they did in 2020 to get rid of Trump, and knowing they have no bounds, what are we going to do to ensure that it never happens, that Trump takes his rightful place in his second term? And what's funny is when you listen to certain people within the Republican Party in the so-called conservative movement, you see that they're almost like, it's like Trump never had appeared. You would think he was a horrible president and he misrepresented conservatism and republicanism. And in fact, it's quite the contrary. So why has he got so many opponents, and all of them all of them, Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, all of them are just beating him down. Why is that? How is that even possible? And still, contrast that with everything that they're doing to go against Trump, you get these polls, these reality checks, and you find out it's not working. And I got to tell you, they're talking about indictments now in Arizona, and then they're probably, as I said, they're probably going to go to Wisconsin. It'll be all the battleground states, and it's got one intent: keep Trump busy. And if Trump is smart, he's playing it out. He's going, oh, they got me in another location, same thing. Saying I think that they cheated, which of course we all agree, most of us agree anyway, they cheated in the elections. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Reality shocked pollster Frank Luntz square in the teeth and forced him to admit, everything that I would have said to you was impossible is actually happening. Just as new data came about former President Trump's position in the 2024 primary. The Sydney Morning Herald published an interview conducted with Luntz, who was in London speaking with at the Center for Policy Studies' Margaret Thatcher Conference. And during the discussion, the pollster was left retracting comments he had made in October of 2021 regarding Trump's chances of reclaiming the White House. He says, I now have to acknowledge that it is a distinct possibility that Donald Trump could be elected, and I did not believe that 1 year ago. Now, I stop here for just a second to explain to you guys that, again, we confound the experts. I started this whole show today talking about how great I am at confounding the experts. And in fact, I'm so great at it that one might actually believe that I'm an expert. You're an expert. You confound the experts because every time you follow, you wait for this. I know this is going to blow your minds. You ready? Every time you follow common sense and reason and your own observations, you get the right answer. Not every time, but almost. I don't like speaking in absolutes. Look at what you did. You said, I'm going to vote for Trump. I'm not going to vote for that moron. Hillary Clinton, that crooked moron Hillary Clinton. And Trump gets in. They told you the stock market would crash. It would be doom and gloom. And it was quite the opposite. I went through this in a whole other show. Explained all of it and said, please show me where they've been right. The experts were wrong on COVID. They're wrong on the economy. Right? I told you, Jerome Powell said inflation was transitory. It's not. It's here and it's been here to stay. The same way, you know what inflation tracks to very closely? Joe Biden. But the experts will tell you, no, it's not Joe. Think of anything these people have talked about in terms of their expertness. Global climate change. These people know nothing about any of these subjects. They can't tell you. There's not one basis of science to anything that they say. It is all academic bullcrap. And it has people believing that men can have babies. Why would I listen to them? Why would you listen to them? Anyway, Luntz was shocked. He says the admission comes just days after Trump was charged with 37 felony counts in a federal indictment related to his possessions of classified documents. And I think it was John King who said, you know, the Trump voters seem to be detached. They don't seem to know what they're talking about. No, we're not. We're far from it. We're actually the most astute voters. Just as I've said many times, we are the most discerning people on the planet, not just in America, on the planet. We know wheat from chaff. We know wheat from landscape. We know BS from truth. And that is your problem. The problem on the left is they don't know any of that. They don't know cottonseed from deer poop. And trust me, they would plant deer poop and wait for the cotton to grow. So here we are. We look at stuff objectively. We go, that doesn't pass the smell test. And it usually doesn't. And when we're right, they rationalize how they weren't exactly wrong. And in fact, we weren't exactly right. But even though we got close to it, they're more closer to right than we are. I mean, it's the most twisted logic you've ever seen in your life. And but you want to know what it is? It's the twisted logic that excuses Joe Biden as a pathological liar, that excuses Joe Biden's brain anomalies, that excuses Joe Biden's crooked nature. It's the thing that makes Hunter Biden not be a crackhead who doesn't pay his child support, but become a Renaissance man. That is the level of logic. And they say they're the experts and we're the ones with the problem. Until, of course, David What's-His-Face from the New York Times dared a question and said, you know what? Maybe it's not us. I mean, maybe it's not them. It's us. He dared to, I don't know, is he in purgatory at this point? Has he been waterboarded? Has this guy been in the news anywhere? Because for him to admit that maybe, just maybe, they're wrong is pretty interesting to me. With data collected before and after the indictment was announced, CBS presented the largest lead Trump has held over his nearest competitor, Florida Governor DeSantis. 38 points, 61-23%. The other candidates trailing in single digits. And they listed Trump 61%, DeSantis 23%. Tim Scott, 4%. Pence, 4%. Haley, 3%. Ramaswamy, 1%. Now look, this was from June, the CBS poll in June. And it's changed a little bit here and there. But for the most part, they're still all in trouble. DeSantis isn't going to make many gains. I'll be talking more about him as the campaign goes on because they even took him out of context recently. Because they wanted it to appear as though anybody voting for Trump is really stupid. That DeSantis said that we were all, they used some term. We'll get to it. You probably heard about it. You haven't heard my take on it. But here's what's interesting about Trump at 61%. I want to go down these numbers quickly. DeSantis, 23%. Next highest, of course, Tim Scott, 4%. Down to Chris Christie, 1%. Larry Elder, 1%. By the way, I talked to Larry about his running for the presidency. We'll get into that. Burgum, 1%, Hutchinson, 1%, Ramaswamy, 1%, Haley, 3%, Pence, 4%, Scott, 4%. So you've got all these people running, and it's a Trump-DeSantis race. So if you add up the 4, 4, 3, that's 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16% of the vote at the bottom is a non-Trump vote. Even if you gave it to DeSantis, he'd still be getting his butt kicked. He'd be at 39% versus 61%. Those are the numbers. Understand this, that despite one of the most corrupt governments in the history of the world, and undoubtedly the most corrupt government in the history of this constitutional republic, and in a time when leftists have honed their crimes to a fine point, laser point, they still can't get things by us. Now, the question I would ask you is, can we say that this is going to be the way for the kids that have come after us? In other words, look at your children, your grandchildren, the people who've been led astray to believe that government is good and it's all this, and how easily led their minds are because they no longer critically think. Do you think they will save this republic, or do you think we're going to do it? I'm going to tell you, I have a lot of faith in, there's a few kids that are out there like us, but the generation that I grew up in does not exist anymore. They don't see America the way I see it and the way we see it. I think you would agree with me. Frank Luntz said, I don't believe the search of Mar-a-Lago would be handled so badly. I didn't believe that the indictment of him in New York would be handled so badly. He continued as though Russian collusion was a sham, January 6th committee, and multiple impeachments hadn't already happened. He says, I did not believe that his opponents would be so inept as to actually strengthen him, and in the combination of all these make him now more viable. Well, there you go, Frank.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.